This is Shaman Flavio with HealerShaman.com, and this lecture is about the three levels of reality in the Andean shamanism tradition. Now, most likely, if you're listening to this recording, then I have provided some sort of a chart to you, but you don't necessarily need a chart. The three centers of reality, this pretty much are pretty self-explanatory. If you stand up, just imagine three circles around you. And the three circles are based on distance. A little bit later in the lecture, I'll say a little bit more what they're based on. But the first thing I think I should touch on is the basis of reality. This world that we exist in, the way that we see it through the tradition of shamanism, is an existence, a reality based on time, space, and consciousness. So you need all those three to actually be walking in among all of us in this, in Mother Earth, in this material world. You need to be conscious of what you're doing. And at all times, you're occupying space and time. Now, once we see reality from that perspective, the other two things that I need to add is the concept of the density of reality. So, when things are closer to you, for shamanism, things are more real. When they are further from you, they are less real, to the point where if you can't see something, it might not be real at all. Under shamanic perspective, something that is beyond your scope of vision or of hearing it, it is in the realm, in the magical realm. But I'll get into that in a second. So let me talk about how this is explained when you go down to South America and you talk to one of these shamans up in what we call the Puna, which is very in those very, very high altitudes where the Spaniards were not able to enter because of the lack of oxygen, and the shamans migrated to that area. So you find a pond and you throw a pebble and you count only the three rings that expand from where that pebble landed on the surface of the water. And you follow those three rings. And that's one of the ways that shamans meditate. They also do divination in that way. But that also dictates the levels of reality. So if you are that pebble, as those rings are expanding, that's how your reality would look. So the closer that ripple is to where the pebble landed, the more real something is. So in practical terms, there's three circles around you at all times. The first circle is actually a circle as tight as your actual body, as tight as the skin on your body. So this is the most real that an element can get in our everyday existence. Let me give you an example. The stuff that we eat, the food, the air that we breathe, our loved ones, people that we hug, lovers, people that we interact with intimately, they literally have access to the inside of that circle and the inside of our bodies when we kiss and we have other activities together. This is as real as something is. And also in shamanism, this is what you pay attention to, pay most attention to. So everything begins from within. The very first thing that a shaman does when he's in training is starts working with his own vibration and starts paying a lot of attention how things interact with his first circle. So people that are really close to you, certain foods that you're eating, how the air that you're breathing in the environment or the water that you're drinking, the clothes that you're wearing, the place that you're sleeping, everything that you're literally touching with your body is going to have a very strong relationship to you as far as time, space, and especially consciousness. Because as we will talk a little bit later, and as you will hear me saying in other lectures and in many of my articles, for us shamans, consciousness is actually almost like an energy, a vibration, an essence of magic. When you pay attention to something, in shamanism, you literally make that thing more real. So, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me tell you about the other circles. That's the first circle, more or less as close as your body goes, okay? The second circle is as far as you can touch. So literally, wherever you are right now, as you're listening to this, whatever you can walk up to and literally touch with your hand, that is as far as the second level of reality. So if you're listening to this recording and you look somewhere a little bit further from where you're at and you see an object, that object right now exists, but it has less energy of consciousness from you because you haven't touched it. So if you walk up to it and you touch it and you hold it close to your heart, for example, it immediately starts, it gets imbued with more energy, more consciousness. It's in your space and you have taken the time, or you're sharing time with that object or person or situation, whatever it is. Everything I'm saying is going to make a lot of sense in a second, because this takes a little bit of a different perspective to kind of get it. But just follow through with me. Most of my students, when I start saying this, they're like, yeah, but I understand that this is pretty much real. I see it and I can touch it. Yes, it's true. But if you have to literally stand up and walk towards something to touch it, then that object now is much more real. The action, the intention of walking up to it and verifying it, that would be the second level. So there are many things that you cannot literally go and touch. That would be the third level, things that you can actually see or hear, but you don't have the ability to go touch it. So let's say you go outdoors and you see a bird flying, a seagull, a pigeon. Okay, you can't really jump as high as that seagull or pigeon is and touch it. So it could be a hallucination. It could be a spirit. It could be something magical that is flying up there disguised as a bird or an object, anything in particular. It could be an airplane, it could be the top of a mountain. The one thing that is crucial to understand is that wherever you're standing, this universe right now, this reality is 100% yours. And so if one day we meet in person, then your world is interacting with my world, your consciousness, your reality, your realm. So for us in shamanism, it's very important to keep those three levels, we be aware of those three levels constantly. So when you work with energy, you want to make sure that the most desired energy is within the first circle, the circle around your body, more or less around things that are in your, what we call in the Western world, your space. Second, things that can be around your reality, but you might be comfortable with, but not as comfortable as a loved one, is things that can walk up to you or you can walk up to them and touch them. So that's okay. Now the third level of reality, which makes it even less real, is things that you actually see or hear, but you don't necessarily are interacting with it to the point where you can walk up to it or get close to it and touch it. We could be talking about things in the natural realm as thunder, as a volcano, a fire, an earthquake. Certain things on the negative side, we might feel a little more comfortable just seeing them and hearing them, but not necessarily being in them or them being within our space, our closest space, the first level, what we call the first level. Okay, now I'm going to touch on those three levels again and explain it in a different way a little bit later on this lecture. But the main thing that the other thing that I want to share with you here is that everything in shamanism has to do with portals. We, as shamans, we consider everything portals. So your eyes are portals. Your mouth is portals for things that you say. Your ears are portals for things that you hear. Every room has a door, and that is a portal. Every house has a front door, and that is a portal. If you walk from in the wilderness and you step into a pond or a river, from one element to the other, from land to water, that is a portal. Everything is a portal. We want to be very conscious from now on about portals, because energy, in one way or another, and a lot of what I'm going to say is going to sound like common sense, but once I get into the energetic or magical aspect of shamanism, this is going to, you're going to have an aha moment. So we have the concept of portals, and we have the concept of the three realities around you from wherever you're standing right now in this moment. Now let me tell you about the inside. We in shamans, we very often will say, we see the world as a two-part existence. What's outside of your eyes, the things that you can see with your physical eyes, and what's behind your eyes, in other words, in your head, inside, what you see with your third eye, what you see with your imagination. In the Andes, in the areas that I've talked to the shamans, for them, visualization, journeying, imagining, dreaming, daydreaming, reflecting, it's all the same concept. Any activity that happens behind your eyes is considered the same concept, and it's considered real. And between that reality and the reality that is outside of you, there are portals. Okay, so the portals may be your ears, it may be your eyes, it could be ideas that you have, it could be your body, it could be how you're walking, it could be the vehicle you're jumping in that's gonna take you from point A to point B, and what you're gonna see in the process. So that element that is inside of you, that reality that is inside, that is behind your eyes, that reality that you have much less limits that you can imagine, that you can think, that essence, if we can call it an essence, it's considered in shamanism the magical essence, the magical energy. So what's inside your mind is, for shamans, pure magic. And this magic manifests. Now, that, let's call it, for lack of a better word, that energy, that again, that essence, that is the same, exactly the same, it's made up of the same elements as what is beyond what you can see or what you can hear. So let me explain that a little better, because usually when I'm with students in front of me, this is the part that they're like, what? What are you talking about? So let's say that you and I go to the beach, and we're standing on the beach, and our feet are standing, you know, are on the sand, and you and I are standing next to each other. So we would both be, that would be considered our first level of reality. I can smell the breeze, I can feel the sand, I can feel the sun. I'm talking to you, I can reach out and touch you. You are on my first level of reality, you're very real. The fact that I am on the beach right now is very, very real. Second thing is the shoreline is a couple of feet in front of us. And we know that we can take, you know, 4 or 5 steps and dip our foot in the water. That's the second level of reality. So we know that the water is possibly real, but we would need to actually verify it, walk up to it through time and space for our consciousness to interact with that element of water in this case. Or let's say there's a beach chair a couple of feet behind us. We know there's a beach there, but our consciousness is not literally touching it. So it's as far as the measure of reality, it's less real than you and I that are next to each other in that particular moment. So that's the second level of reality. Let's talk about the third. Over far ahead in the horizon, on the beach, we see a boat. Somebody just, you know, passing, having fun in a boat. And we know that that boat is probably real, but it can also be a ghost. It could be a ghost of a person just passing in a boat. We have no way of verifying it in that particular moment. We can't jump in the water and swim after the boat to try to touch it. And quite honestly, it would be kind of ridiculous to be chasing every single thing just to make sure that it's real. What we do is we just accept that it's something that is passing there and that there's a big possibility that it is real. But for our purposes as shamans working with energy, we don't give it as much verification as we would each other, that we're literally all we have to do is reach out and just feel our presences. So we see the boat up ahead, and that's our third level of reality. Now, past the boat, we see the horizon of the beach. We see the ocean, and it ends. There's a line, and we see no further than that. Well, past that horizon, it's considered the magical realm. It's something we haven't seen yet, we haven't heard. It's pure potential and pure possibility. The possibility for a point of view of a shaman could be that, yeah, but maybe we'll see a cruise ship coming in from the horizon. It'll first look like a dot, and eventually it'll start getting bigger in our point of view. We could see something like a bird. We could see a plane getting close, but it literally comes from nowhere. We don't see anything, then we see a little dot, and then it starts getting bigger, and we start seeing the shape. Now, that area that where all these things suddenly appear as dots, that's the magical realm. And from a shamanic point of view, remember, we don't really, we walk in two worlds at the same time. So the same as a cruise ship or an airplane, which is pretty logical that it could appear from the horizon, the same we could call in healing energy. We could call in successful energy. We could call in a vision. We could call in a guide, an angel, some sort of a loved one, a relationship, anything along those lines. And the other thing that I want to stress now that I got you to those three levels and past the level is that that element, essence that is past as far as you can see or hear is exactly the same materia, I guess you could say it in alchemical terms, as what's behind your eyes, as what you see in your third eye. So in other words, anytime you are thinking something, and remember, anytime that you're visualizing, anytime that you're imagining things, anytime that you're fearing things, or you're considering things in a good way or in a bad way, you're literally playing with that magical potential stuff that is also past the horizon. And you're literally creating it and calling it. So you have to be very careful with the things that start entering your realm. This is one of the first things I teach when I have students, because this is from now on something that you have to be careful and understand that things are constantly either coming or going. In shamanic health issues, everything that's going on in your body, for example, is constantly expanding or contracting. Your heart, your lungs, conditions that you might have, an allergy, a fever, a contraction in your stomach, if you have a stomachache, your intestines are constantly contracting or they're expanding. Everything in your body is constantly doing this. But it goes further, even outside your body. Things are constantly going away from you or they're coming towards you. And when you think of your reality as these three circles around you, then it's very easy to determine what things you want coming into your life closer to you, things like your loved ones, things like the love with your family members, things like success, things like healthy habits, and when things you want to push away from you, things that may be too close to you, maybe same on the same token, something like a habit. Maybe you are, I don't know, you're smoking too much, or you're not sleeping enough. That particular energy, you want to push it away now. You don't want that to be close to your body. It might be a person. It could be somebody that's too close to you and this person is draining you or is being a little toxic or is being negative. Well, in shamanism, it's very simple. You distance yourself in time, space, and consciousness. You veer away from this particular person that you might not, it might not be positive, a positive influence in your life, and you spend less time with them, and eventually you also not even think about them, and you release them, and as that happens, it naturally sets them on a path of going further and further and further away from you. You will see that what will happen is they might be in your face one day, and as you become conscious of this, maybe you manipulate your time space through your consciousness decisions, and so that person needs to actually walk up to you or drive up to you, and you distance yourself in time, and eventually you know of this person, you might see this person, but they're no longer in your reality, and naturally eventually you don't see them around you in your everyday environment. This brings me also to things like the news. News tend to be stressful. Talking to people, reading books, watching movies, hearing rumors or gossip, all these things only become real when you invest your consciousness on them. And as you invest your consciousness on them, you immediately start inviting them into that horizon that we were talking about on the beach. We could use this as as a process of seeing this. But for shamans, for example, when I was there getting the training, it was in the early 2000s, and 2012 was in the minds of some of us, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. 2012, the Mayan calendar is going to end. And when I asked the shaman, he said, oh yeah, I've heard some people mention that. And he left it at that. And so I pressed, and I was like, yes, but you know, you're wise and you talk to, you have spirit guides. What do they say? Well, it's not part of our reality. And I'm like, but what's going to happen? Well, something could happen, but it's not part of our reality. So here's the second one I asked. I said, what do you think about global warming? You know, what we're doing, we are doing into our environment. And he laughed and he's like, but I don't see anybody dirtying the environment around here. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, in Lima, in the capital, there's a lot of cars and there's smog and there's industry and they're throwing garbage. Oh yeah, I haven't seen that. And he would leave it at that. And I said, yeah, but you know, at the pace it's going, they say the temperature's changing. And he's like, well, I'm still using the same amount of sweaters every winter. And so I guess the climate hasn't changed around me. And that's key in shamanism, because it's around you that you're creating constantly your reality, but what you allow inside these three circles on those three processes that I told you about, okay? And it's also through the portals that you have. So sometimes a portal can be somebody just giving you gossip, talking about someone else, or telling you that, you know, some catastrophe happened in some faraway country. But shamans understand that also your sphere of influence is usually only as far as you can walk. You know, shamans by nature are the people that tend to their community as far as healing and on a spiritual healthy level. So shamanism itself is all about power. We tend to do things that will increase our power, and we tend to not do things that will decrease our power. And we, as we work on energy and power, we use it to heal our community, to help the people in the community, because we understand that not everybody's destined for the same purposes. So some people are destined to, over there in these faraway places that I've been, some people are destined to take care of goats, some other people are taking care of cows, some other people are working with metal, some people, you have mechanics, you have people that are working the land, you have the person that is, you know, working on the you couldn't really call it a grocery store, but little shops where they sell specific kind of things. And that's their purpose, and that's what they're doing. But those people are also magical portals, elements that are creating their own consciousness and their own reality constantly. And so we shamans interact with that world full time. And these people come to us and we figure out from an observer's point of view how they're interacting with their reality. When people come and see me for the first time, I try to explain the session. And it's like a forecast of your energy. We want to see how you're interacting with the flow of your energy. Sometimes you should move forward, sometimes you should not. And this has to do with your three levels of reality, the three circles around you. And how you're interacting with them, okay? I guess I've explained the three circles, I've explained what's outside the three circles, and I've explained the concept of the portals. That's very important. One last thing I want to touch on the portals that I don't think I mentioned before is that when you're following this tradition, this principle, portals lock in energy or release energy. So let me give you an example. If you go to a funeral home, the energy inside that funeral home is going to have a specific vibration. If you go to a church, the energy inside that place, because of what we're all, when people are going there, and the consciousness and the intention that they're going there for, will create a specific vibration in that place. When you come to see me for a session, for example, very, very often, people, the second they walk into my house, they feel the change of energy. And then the second they walk into the session room, the energy is even more different, because it's a room that has been used for the past decade only for a specific purpose, and it's cleansed constantly, and we only do blessed and sanctified work inside. So you will feel that energy. And as a shaman, of course, I pay a lot of attention to the portals within my house. But we do this instinctively. So I'll give you another example. When I stopped eating meat, the first few weeks, because I was so conscious of the fact that I was not eating, and the reason that I stopped was because of the way that animals are treated here in America. And every time I would go to the meat department, or I would pass by it from the produce department over to the dairy department, you have to pass through the meat department in the grocery store where I go. It's a portal. There's a different vibration there. There's raw meat that has been through a process that has been traumatic for the animal, that animal spirit that resided within that organic matter. So as a shaman, you pick up on that and you understand the concepts of portals very, very clearly. When you deal with people, when you see a loved one, when you go to a get-together for your family on the holidays, be very aware that each one of us is a portal and each one of us is vibrating in a specific way. Start seeing your world with those three circles around you, and pay very close attention to things that are crossing those circles, from that may be wanted or unwanted. So I know I said I was going to finish this lecture, but this is important. When I work with clients that, for example, want to find a significant other to love and to build a family with, most of us just want to meet the person and fall in love, and then just start working towards living together and sharing our lives with that person. But it's very important to understand that if in your two initial circles, you know, the real close one, if you've had a traumatic experience, you had a relationship that was not, it was toxic, let's say. Well, you need to understand that this energy has been really close to you. It has been on that first circle. And if you still see that person, or you still have contact with that person, or in shamanic terms, if you could literally jump in your car, drive to that person's home and, you know, have contact with that person, then that person's still on your second circle. And that the vibration of this person is going to work against the vibration, the positive vibration that you're trying to call in. So very often as a shaman, it's a dual task for me. One of the tasks is pushing away through time, space, and consciousness the toxic vibration that has been in the person's life. And then at the same time, pulling in the positive vibration. And you will always naturally see the positive vibration first, the furthest. So one advice that I say very often is go to a place where you see what you like. Your life right now, where you're sitting or wherever you are as you're listening to this, you may have some elements that you dislike and you would like to change or shift or or adapt to your liking a little better. But understand that you can, in this reality, you can physically move, you can conscientiously, your consciousness, you can direct it to think what you want, and then you can spend time around and close to vibrations that you enjoy, not necessarily interacting with it intimately. You know, we may like an awesome car, but we can't sit on it and drive it away. Although I've heard of cases of people doing things like this, but anyway, I'm getting off subject here. I apologize. But being close to the vibrations that you enjoy constantly will naturally help you pick up on that vibration, and your body will naturally attune to that vibration. So be very conscientious of your three circles, be very conscientious of who's close to you, and understand that this, that your vibration is being constantly interacting with these other vibrations, being ones that you want or ones that you do not want. Okay, so this is a little bit about the three levels of reality and the ways we see it in shamanism. And if you have any questions, please contact me. Send me an email to flavio@healershaman.com. Thank you.